Thank you for calling UPMC for you. For services in English, please press 1. Para servicios en español, oprima 2. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. If you are calling today as a member, press 1. If you are calling as a healthcare provider, press 2. Please say or enter your tax ID or NCI number. Now please say or enter the member's 11-digit ID. Now, please say or enter the member's date of birth. For example, please say eligibility, copays, claims, pharmacy services. If you're calling for pre-authorization, please tell me for which kind of services, say ancillary or other pre-authorization.
Claims.
What's the date of service on the claim? For example, say the billed amount of the claim. For example, $50.20. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Yes, hi Tanya. This is Logan calling from the provider's office. How are you doing today? I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking. I'm looking for one of the members' appeal status.
You're looking for an appeal status?
Yes.
All right. Well, let me see what I can do to help you, Logan. Logan, you don't have any speakerphone, do you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You sound like a lot of noise. I was just making sure I wasn't on speaker. Can I start with the tax ID number, please?
Yes, the tax ID number is 232-586-060.
And the name of the facility?
Gettysburg Cancer Center under Dr. Satish A. Shah.
And Logan, may I have a good callback number?
717-398-0423.
And may I have the
member's
ID number?
Yes, the member ID number is 0166-166-8201.
Member's name, date of birth?
John Reed. Date of birth is February 2nd of 1972.
And the member's address?
Yes, the mailing address I have is Oh, second, my system is a bit slow. Yes, it's 2192 Calvis Pike, Hanover, Pennsylvania, 17331.
What is the date of service, please?
Date of service is December 30th of 2024.
And when was the appeal submitted?
The appeal was submitted by email on August 9th of 2025. Submitted again on August 14th of 2025 as well.
And you're sending that by email?
Yes.
What's the email that you're sending it to?
The email we have sent on, just a moment. It's H. Henry P. Papa, TEM provider, apple at upmc.edu.
I do not see that we have received that. I have gone to two different systems to use for appeals. I've also gone to see where they scan those in if they haven't uploaded, and I'm seeing nothing.
That's strange.
I do not see it at all. I did look, but I didn't.
Alright, can we got check for the another date of service? For the same member, I have three date of service. The next one is... Okay, so the next date of service is 11/6/24. Yes. For 11/4 as well.
Nothing on file.
Alright, may I get the call reference number? I'm sorry, can you repeat it once again, the reference number, and go slow, please? Sounds good. Thank you so much for your important information, and that's it for today.
Alright, well, thanks for calling UPC. It was my pleasure to speak to you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for participating in our automated provider services satisfaction survey. Please take a few minutes to complete our four-question survey about the quality of services you received today. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 indicating poor service and 5 indicating exceptional service, how would you rate your overall satisfaction with the service you received today? Please speak or press the number now. Again, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least satisfied and 5 being the most satisfied, how would you rate the services received today? Please speak or press the number now. Again, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least satisfied and 5 being the most satisfied, how would you rate the services received today? Please speak or press the number now.
Let's skip this.
On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least knowledgeable and 5 being the most knowledgeable, how would you rate the provider advocate you just spoke with? Again, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least knowledgeable and 5 being the most knowledgeable, how would you rate the provider advocate you spoke with today? Please speak or press the number now. Again, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least knowledgeable and 5 being the most knowledgeable, how would you rate the provider advocate you spoke with today? Please speak or press the number now.
Let's skip this.
Was the representative you were just speaking with able to resolve your question or concern to your satisfaction today? Please say yes or press 1, or say no or press 2. Was the representative you were just speaking with able to resolve your question or concern to your satisfaction today? Was the representative you were just speaking with able to resolve your question or concern to your satisfaction today? Let's move on.
If you have any additional comments or suggestions, please speak them now. Thank you for participating in our survey. Goodbye.